Hello, and guess who is back again? I've decided I actually hate kind of doing intros on this, so I'm just gonna, I don't know, get straight into it. But right now, I'm currently recording this while my friend Anna is on the plane flying over here towards me, and I can't believe it. I don't even feel like this is real life, that she's actually gonna be here and we're gonna be back in the same country together. Like, it's been so long. I'm gonna be picking her up from the airport later, and every time I think about it, I'm just like, ah! I can't even contain myself, and like, oh, I just wanna like squeal every single time. I'm just like, oh my God, it's gonna be insane. There's gonna be tears. Like, we literally cry on FaceTime to each other together about how much we miss each other. So yeah, we've both come a long way since living in Portugal together, and now we're gonna be on the other side of the world together, and yeah, set up her little bed on my floor and everything. And yeah, but anyway, so I know I've literally haven't done this in so long again, and I always do this. I don't know why, but I feel like I just get distracted by life or something like that, and then as soon as I kind of get back into my little flow and like find my mojo and everything, I'm suddenly like, oh, I want to do that again. And then I'm like, oh, why do I, like, I don't know why this keeps happening. But anyway, I want to bring it back and actually try maybe be consistent this time. Like, I don't know, no promises, because I don't know what's going to happen. And I'm also, yeah, going to be on and off the grid for the next while. So yeah, I don't even know what I want to talk about really in this episode, but I think I'm just gonna maybe give a life update. Yeah, so basically usually, because obviously I'm living in a different time zone to like a lot of the people that I know, I feel like every morning I wake up and then I'm like, I make my breakfast, have my cup of tea, and then I like sit down, and then I literally have to like scroll through my phone and be like, right, reply to these people and like listen to voice messages from my friends. And it's like literally a little ritual, like almost every morning. So maybe you can do the same thing. Sit down with your, I don't know, meal, breakfast, or a cup of tea or something, and listen to me give you a really long voice message basically of what's going on. I don't even remember how we left off the last time, but I quit the job that I was doing. I think the last episode might have been with Gabrielle, and we were saying how I was just going to be starting a new job with her. I have since quit that job, yeah. It lasted 2 months, and I realized that that type of work, it's just not for me anymore. I just, yeah, like, it was another retail job, and I've been in retail for so long, and I just actually think I can't do it. I can't. There's so many stories of like customers that I had, and I'm just like, couldn't believe that. I was like, is this actually real? Like, is this happening? Like, how, I don't know. But anyway, so I quit that job, and then I basically went snowboarding every single day for like the next 2 months straight, maybe. I think it was, yeah, February, March, and April as well. Yeah, I pretty much just went snowboarding all the time, and it was actually the best thing ever. And I honestly can't even believe that I finally like got to that. I had been like dreaming of like doing that for so long, and like that's the main reason that I literally even moved to Canada. I was like, I'm gonna come here and I'm gonna learn to snowboard. It's like top of the to-do list. And well, we've only gone and done it. So yeah, it's pretty good. And then I started a new job, just a chill receptionist job in a hairdresser's. I literally go into work and I'm like, do-do-do-do-do on the computer. And I like answer the phone. And I'm like, hello. And like, you know, people come in for their appointments. I'm like, yeah, take a seat. The stylist will be with you soon. And so, so chill. You know, work day finishes, I don't bring work home with me, I don't come home from work like, ugh, I hate my job, I want to quit. However, I have also quit that job too. Do I have a problem? I don't know. No, I don't think it's a bad thing. I'm basically deciding to follow my heart and follow my dreams and my goals and my Pinterest board, and the reason I came to Canada as well was so that I could just like drive around and go run around in forests and swim in lakes and jump through waterfalls and see some bears, hopefully not too close. And so I am going to be pretty much doing that for the next few months, and we'll see how long I'll do that for. However, the plan is to do it pretty much until the end of summer. So that's why I'm saying I might be on and off grid, because I don't know how signal works once you like even leave the province or like go into the wilderness. I have no idea. So that could be fun, but no, it's actually, I'm so excited to do that. I'm literally almost like now I just want to pack up my car. So I bought a car here, and it was one of those moments where I was just like, this is just so perfect. Like, it was everything I had ever dreamed of when like thinking of like, oh, what would the perfect car for me be? And like, I literally bought it and it already has all of the camp stuff set up, like already has a bed built in the back, came with like, you know, water tank things, stove to like cook food, sleeping bags, pillows, already like cutlery and like, I don't know, it just came with like everything already. And I was like, well, I think I have to buy this car. So I did. So yeah, the plan is to just become one of those people that lives out of their cars. Pretty much van life, but just without the van. But it's still a big enough car. Like, it's pretty big, so it's gonna have the same effect. But yeah, that's like the main life update. And I feel like before I even mainly like decided that I was like, right, I'm definitely gonna just like travel for the summer, because I was really torn about like, oh, should I just stay in my job and should I just go on like smaller trips, or I don't know, what should I do? And like Grace Beverly, those of you like Grace Fit, like I always call her Grace Fit, and she posted this quote about like how you are living your past self's vision board, and like to take a look back and see how far you've actually come. And like, this was like such a, I don't know, eye-opening like quote that she like posted, because I was like, sometimes you just get stuck in like where you are and you don't think you've like come that far, and you're still looking ahead being like, oh, there's still all of these other things that you want to do. And it kind of made me really be like, okay, hold on a minute, like I have dreamed about moving to Canada for years. Like, I had wanted to move here, I don't know, since before, you know, the whole little blip that happened, like literally since before 2020, and then like got stuck in my house and was like, oh great, now what am I gonna do? And now 3 years later, I am literally here, I'm living here, and I'm actually having the best time ever. Like, I don't even think like past me actually ever thought it was really gonna happen. It's just so, I don't know, surreal. And even just like the fact that like I have, like I learned to snowboard and like I have learned all of these things in like the last few years, I'm like, oh my god, like younger me would be like, holy shit, she's so cool, she actually did that. Like, I actually just packed my things and moved country and moved out, and I don't know, it's just I don't know, probably causes like an existential crisis to actually think about it for too long, but yeah, it's just kind of like, holy shit, I'm doing this. This is also probably going to be like an episode where you probably drink every time I say snowboarding or like snowboard or like anything like that, but this is like a little funny story and like snaps you back to reality. But I kind of like forget how maybe like popular or like big like this place is, because the other day I was literally on Instagram scrolling, and you know how the feed will show you like posts from people that you don't follow because it's like based on posts you might like, or I don't know, whatever that stuff is. And basically saw this dude's video of him snowboarding topless, and obviously I was like, yummy. But then suddenly I was like watching the video, I was like, hang on, I know where he is, like I've been there before. And it was literally Whistler, and it was probably like a day or two after I was only there, about like 2 weeks ago, because it was all like slushy and sunny and everything, and I was just like, that had to have been like the same week. And I just kind of was like, oh my god, these people who are literally pros go to like the same places and kind of just like forget that, because I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just like little old me going down the mountain here, and just don't even realize that this is like a place where all of these like, I don't know, really good people will be there. Like, I'm just like, oh yeah, it's just that place that I've gone to, like, you know, it's nothing. And actually, fun fact as well, I don't know if anyone knows this, but, well, some people will who are listening. Cole Sprouse is actually a regular visitor of Whistler as well. I think someone actually was there. I think it was one of my friends, and she was there, and she, like, sent me, like, a sneaky picture, and, like, Cole Sprouse is in the background. I'm like, what? So, yeah, so crazy that you're like, these people are just, like, walking around here, and... so am I, and I'm like, oh, okay, we're all here together. Another thing I actually experienced recently, and honestly, I never thought I really would, or at least like maybe to the extent that I did or something. Like, obviously I miss my friends, my family and stuff like that, and like that's normal, but I didn't think I'd ever really feel like properly homesick. And it was kind of like around the beginning of May, so about a month ago now, and I was just kind of suddenly just like felt like all this weird nostalgia about like, I don't know, I think it was just like seeing loads of things about like my friends being together and doing stuff and everything, and then when I kind of looked at the date like a few days after, I'd like kind of felt this, I was like, oh my god. And it had been basically, that day was like a year to the day like since I'd left Ireland, and I was just like, oh, that makes sense. And like sometimes I'm just like, whoa, so much has happened in the last year. Like, I literally lived in two different countries in the last year, and it feels like forever ago. Like, so, I don't know, have lived so many different lives since then. I feel like the homesickness really hits me with friends, especially like a lot of my friends are moving to Australia now, which is even further away, but it's okay because I will get there one day and then we'll all reunite and it's gonna be amazing. But I don't know, sometimes, you know, when you just like need advice from like your best friend and then you're like, oh, they actually don't live here and we're in a different time zone and right now it's actually 3 a.m. and I can't just text them and expect an answer pretty soonish. They'll answer me by the time I've gone to bed and then I'll have to wake up the next day, and it's like, oh, sometimes it's just such a hack, you know. So that's my like complaint of the day, time differences, hate them. Like, even this morning my friend texted me and she was like, hey, are you awake? And like, for her it was literally the evening, like almost dinner time or like 4 p.m. or something, and I had just woken up, literally eyes had just opened, saw my phone, I was like, yeah. And she's like, can I call you? And I swear, like, literally my eyes weren't even fully opening. I'm like, yeah, of course, obviously, because I love talking to her. But it's just like, this is so weird, I literally just woke up. But she's like, yeah, I just done a whole full day. It's, I don't know, I think my brain is like never gonna understand it at all. Like, it's just weird. But yeah, I never thought I'd feel properly like homesick, and definitely about a month ago I was like, damn. And even some of my friends like in Portugal and like with people that I was friends with there, and they were like sending me videos, and I'm like, oh yeah. And they're all like, you should come visit. And I'm like, guys, I would, but do you have $1,500 to pay for flights back to Europe? No, didn't think so. And neither do I, because oh, it's so expensive to fly back to Europe. That's the only drawback. However, this country is really cool though, so yeah, silver linings, I guess. Oh, maybe I'll also talk about the most recent self-help book that I just finished. So it's called Mirror Work by Louise Hay, and I actually saw it, one of my friends had posted it on her story or her TikTok or something like that, and I was like, ooh, this looks kind of fun, maybe it's time I do some mirror work. And I feel like mirror work and shadow work and all of that stuff kind of links together, and I've always been, you know, into my positive vibes only stuff and manifesting, but I feel like this just brought me to a whole other level. So it's basically a 21-day course that you go through. Each day has a different theme, some of them being like inner child work, forgiving yourself, forgiving others. There's journal prompts every day, and there's also different affirmations, and there's also a meditation as well. And you know, I'd be loving that meditation. Literally do that every day. Me and the Calm app are best friends, and I've always been like the type of person that like, oh, I love my life, but obviously I'm not immune to ups and downs just like the next person. But reading this book, I think, really gave me a new perspective on so many things, and I actually think I genuinely did heal some parts of me on the inside with it. And like, since doing it, life just has gone really good. I swear, I literally walk outside and walk down the road and I'm just like smiling to myself the whole time, because I'm like, wow, I just get to do all these fun things that younger me would have never been able to even imagine was possible. Like, obviously a few years ago I was like, yeah, I want to be like living here and doing this and blah blah blah. But even like, say, like if you think back to your like child self or even your teenager self, I don't think I'd ever have been able to envision this. Like, I don't know, but even now, to be honest, I can't even envision my future. Like 10 years from now, people are like, oh, where do you think you'll be? And I'm like, I have absolutely no idea. But like, yeah, I don't know, I would highly recommend doing this book. And even just like the affirmations and everything are just like amazing. And one of them, this was like such a cute way to start your day. It's like, when you wake up, like, thank your bed for having a good night's sleep and just like appreciating it. And then, I don't know, a lot of the stuff is obviously to do with gratitude and stuff as well, which I would definitely do a lot of. Like, I have a gratitude journal that I write in every single day. But yeah, something about even just the having to sit in front of your mirror and look at yourself and tell yourself that you love yourself and stuff on that first, it's like, I don't know, like, this kind of feels weird, or I don't know if I can do this. But now I literally look at myself in the mirror and I'm just like, you're gonna have a great day today. And you know what, every single day I do have a great day. So I feel like, point proven, just tell yourself you're gonna have a good day, look yourself in the mirror, look yourself in the eye and be like, it's a good day, and it will be. And to quote the wise man himself, Mr. Worldwide, every day above ground is a good day. Remember that. So do literally remember that, and you're just gonna have a great day every single day. I also think, even doing all of this work now, possibly still relates to the fact that I was just like, yeah, I don't like the job that I was doing, I'm just gonna quit and just like see what happens. And like, maybe you can use me as a positive example of how things do all work out. And I guess that's probably why I'm just like sharing all of this as well, to inspire. But yeah, I literally, like, I quit the job that I had with absolutely no certainty of what I was really gonna do, except that I just knew that I had to leave that place. Like, every day I loved the people that I worked with, on my counter and everything, but it was just the actual place, like the physical environment and stuff, that I couldn't do. And I'd come home and be like, ugh, like, just absolutely drained. And so yeah, I just left with absolutely no plan, to be honest. Like, I had savings and stuff, so obviously I didn't just like quit with like no money or anything and be like, how am I gonna pay rent and stuff. But as some of you know, I do stick and poke tattoos, and literally here I am, and I'm pretty much doing them like quite consistently, that I was able to postpone finding another job for 3 months after I had quit that job. And even then, the job that I'm doing right now, that I am going to be leaving, is still super chill, part-time. Like, I don't stress myself out, I'm not working myself to the bone doing these like 5-day weeks and like, you know, barely any days off. I just go in, I do my 2 days a week, and then I spend the other days literally just vibing, doing my hobbies, living life to the full. I'll do some tattoos here and there, and maybe I'm gonna say that this is a sign for anyone listening, that if you're thinking about doing something else but you're too scared, just take the leap and just do it. Because I cannot emphasize this enough, but I really think, like, it does, it always works out in the end. Like, this, my situation right now currently, has worked out unbelievably. Everything just has fallen into place so well. I'm so happy, and like, hindsight as well, sometimes I look back before I took that job and I was like, oh, do I want to do this? Like, because there was another job that I was thinking of going for. And some people are like, oh, you should have just gone for that other one from the very beginning. But no, I don't even think I should have, because I'm still like happy that I took the job. And I'm still happy that I did it. And it made me that it isn't what I wanted to do. And if I hadn't taken it, I never would have figured that out. And I probably would have thought that at some point I could still go back to doing a job like that. But now I know that I can't, because I'll hate my life. So yeah, take the leap, do whatever you want to do, follow your heart, follow your dreams. In other news also, I think I've really found my own personal aesthetic. And yeah, usually like my aesthetic is literally a stinky skater, like that's just how I am. The ocean is my shower, that kind of buzz, which is why I feel like even doing this kind of like van life thing is really gonna suit me anyway, because I'll just like dip myself into lakes every day and I'll be like, perfect, that's a shower, that'll do. And yeah, those who know will know. But no, I feel like I've really found my like physical aesthetic. So I cut a curly fringe. I know everyone was like, oh god, life crisis, she's cut a fringe, but like actually I think it looks so cute and I've wanted one for so long. I saw this person, it's one of the last times I swam in Dublin actually, and I went to this cafe after I'd swam. Where did I go? It was near 44 anyway, and the girl who worked there had like similar kind of blonde color hair to me, and she just had this fringe, but it, like her hair had like the same curl pattern and her fringe was curly, and I was like, this is the first time I think I'd ever really seen something like that, or maybe physically on a like a person in front of me, I don't know, maybe I'd seen shit online, but I don't think so. And I was just like, oh my god, like I love your fringe, like oh, I wonder would that suit me. And she was like, do it. And obviously it's like over a year ago, I kind of never really did, like I cut some of my hair a little bit shorter like around the front during summer and just did it myself, but it was like I didn't, you know, fully commit, like I didn't fully commit. However, because now that I am working in a hairdresser's, and the hairdresser's actually specializes in curly hair, which is also why I was like, this is a sign, I should take this job. And so I went over to one of the stylists, I was like, what do you think I'd look like with a curly fringe, and like showing her my hair and stuff. And she's like yeah, I think that would look so cute. She's like, oh, I've actually got a free 30 minutes, do you want to just sit in my chair and I'll just do it? And I was like, you know what, yeah, because otherwise maybe I won't do it. So yeah, and it's giving kind of like that shy cut, like mullet sort of kind of wolf cut sort of thing, because of the way like my hair sits, which I'm so here for. So it just looks like so messy, and then even in the mornings I wake up and like everything is just sticking everywhere, and I'm just like, yeah, you know what, this is me, this is my aesthetic, messy curly hair, and it suits. And also in terms of like aesthetic and, you know, my plan to just run around in forests and like lakes and waterfalls and everything, I don't know if anybody else is on the side of TikTok that's like Miley Stewart summer TikTok, and I just feel like this is it, this is a perfect place to have a Miley Stewart summer. And there's so many places in Canada as well that just like have all these ranches and farms, or well, I don't really call them farms here, maybe they do, I don't know, but like horses and just like countryside, and I'm just really excited for it. It's gonna be amazing. I've even literally changed the lock screen on my phone to like have all of these pictures in it, so maybe I'll include that in like a little post whenever I post about this episode. But yeah, so I'm gonna keep it short and sweet, just a little life update. We're back and hopefully we are here to stay. I would still like to get some more guests on as well, so stay tuned for that. And yeah, hope everyone is doing amazing, and enjoy your week, enjoy your day, enjoy your life. Bye.